Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hi, I'm David.
And we're the MSA Crusaders. And here we are, another episode of MSA Crusaders. David and I are going to share how we've been doing and what's been going on in our lives. We've been giving you updates. We want to do that today.
We've got a lot of drama. By the way, this podcast is going to be completely uncut and unedited. It's the compliments of Daisy Page.
We're going to give you the raw version.
It's going to be horrible, but we're going to do it. Well, hopefully people will have pity for the amount of work I do in editing.
I'll share what's been going on with me. I have had a rough time since the first of the year. I, of course, lost my doctor doll, and everybody knows how wonderful he is. With him being promoted, though, he's most unable to see patients anymore. So I have had to find a new doctor. And I have had no luck until today. So that I can cross off my list. But I don't see the new neurologist until February 13th.
You lost a movement disorder neurologist that was overseeing clinical trials, and now you picked up another movement disorder neurologist that is not in clinical trials, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And
And
it's
your clinical trials you had before, though, I remember you were getting into the same ones I were, the AAV2 and CDNF.
Yeah, and as you know, I went to that one at the Quest Center in Detroit, and I failed the screening, so I didn't get picked for that one.
Pointed out of it, right? That's what they call it now. They say point too high or point too low.
Well, it was really rough. I mean, I worked hard at training. I called it training, and I had the Rocky song in my head, like da
Yeah.
da da.
We went to the copyright infringement. Don't do that. They're gonna cancel us. You cannot sing it. We're gonna get demonetized. We're not even monetized. We're gonna be demonetized.
Won't say any lyrics. How about that?
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I trained hard for it. I went up there. I did the little office evaluation, and I went out and I walked to the end of the hall. Went to turn around and I fell to my knees and I couldn't get up the first day. Second day, they told me get plenty of sleep tonight. Come back in the morning. Well, let's try it again. So I got there, went in the office. I did the little evaluation, went down the hall, and I came back and I sat down in the chair in the exam room. I thought, all right, I did it. Then they came back in and said, here, take your medicine and try it all again in 30 minutes. I was like, oh boy.
You're not supposed to swallow, Daisy.
I thought about that. I said, I should have taken my medicine because I went so well without it.
I'm telling you, I would have not have swallowed that pill. Given your situation, I would have not have swallowed that pill. So help me God.
I didn't even think about it. I thought I was going to be able to do better with my medicine.
See, that's weird though, because I never reacted to the medicines that they gave me, and apparently you did, because there's a difference. Now I don't know how much you react to the levodopa or all these other dopamine antagonists, as they call them, but I've reacted to absolutely zero. So I took the pill. I was like, "Huh? They're like, how do you feel?" I'm like, "Lightheaded." I mean, are you feeling better? I'm like, "No, I'm just lightheaded." So that's kind of weird.
Wow, it didn't make me feel lightheaded when I got carbidopa/levodopa. I was so sick to my stomach, I couldn't keep anything down. And every time my stomach would settle down, it would be time for medicine again. And it would start all over again.
Yeah.
So, my doctor Dahl, he put me on Rytary, which is a time-released Rytary, time-released carbidopa/levodopa. Just say that 10 times faster.
No, you're good.
But and it was time release, so it stopped my tremors.
Need some
And
of that.
it gave me I felt it gave me more mobility control. But so I took my medicine. They had me start doing the evaluation in the room, and I was doing okay until I had to use the armrest to stand up.
Yeah.
I stood up one time, and the second time I wasn't going anywhere.
Oh,
So the doctor just walked out of the room, and I was like, well, I guess I'm done.
really? You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. See,
And then the other one,
if my wife was there, she would have pushed you like, "Bah, go."
My mom tried to. She was like my little cheerleader over there, yeah. But then the other one, the cicada, I had gotten declined for it before I went to Michigan because
That was ATH 434 or TAC 3 like 341.
like 341, yeah.
Okay.
I got turned down before I went to Michigan, and then they finally pushed through and got me okayed, and I was going to have that as a backup plan if I failed at Michigan. And I came back and I told them, okay, I failed. I'm not eligible for this clinical trial. And they said, okay, but then they decided not to start the infusions until mid-January, which pushed me over the 5-year mark. So I can't be eligible for that one now.
There should be a technicality for that. Like that's from the date you initiated contact instead of
That is exactly
your.
what Dr. Dallas said, and that's what he's working on. So I'll cross your fingers, maybe he can make magic happen. I hope
Oh,
so.
okay. So he's still trying to see it through.
Well, I actually gave him the right to try law, like we were talking about.
Ah, I'm glad you
And
mentioned that. I have somebody from an MSA group on Zoom also out there, and they are very interested in the right to try for, I think 434, and I told them on the group. I said because they had nobody has any idea how it works. I said good news. I said my good friend Daisy Page, the podcast is during that journey, so let me see how it goes, and we could bring her in and we could talk about it. So yeah, I got an email yesterday that or this morning I think that they want to sit down and see. They would like some of your vast wisdom that you have. And guidance of how you started the process.
I just sent that to my to Dr. Dahl, and he's
Yeah, shortcut. Wow.
copied me on their email, and the guy from t I think it was Takeda, he messaged him back, and Dr. Dahl copied me to it, and it said that I'm working on this for you. I'm really looking into it, see what we can make happen. So that's Takeda now working on it.
Good. I think the right to try. I think that, so. I know the doctor, your doctor in this case, your neurologist. They have to see it through
Right.
with the pharmaceutical company. But and I'm wrong when I think, but I thought the doctor has to initiate the right to try and say, hey, we want to get this patient, and yes, I'll administer.
Yes,
Or
that
yeah.
and that's what Dr. Ross doing
Okay. Good.
since he's overseeing it.
That's called a shortcut, Daisy. That's not fair.
Hey, you know,
Yeah,
it's who you know, right?
it is actually. Yeah, it's who you know and how much money you got. That's really what it comes down to, right? It's
Yeah.
one of those two things.
I got a lot of who you know going on right now.
So, do you have a plan C?
Well, I'm thinking this new neurologist, see, I haven't had an MRI since 2020.
Wow, a lot's changed since then, yeah.
So I'm thinking she'll probably order one of those. I want to see what's going on and just take it from there. But I will say that they said that she's looked over my whole chart and she was really interested in seeing me.
Well, can you imagine if she said she wasn't interested in CD? Like, oh, that's no, okay.
I told her she just don't know what she's in for, does she?
That's good, though. I mean, it's not every day somebody with MSA walks across even a movement disorder specialist, a neurologist. So, it's bad that we're going there, but it's good for them because they get more, familiarity with these type of things.
But let me, you know, the first neurologist I went to that's in my town that told me, that asked my husband, why is she walking like that? You know?
Really? Your first neurosis?
Yeah. My husband's like, I don't know, you're the doctor, but that's why I came to see you. But he sent
Have
me
an idea. Yeah.
to another one, you know, he referred me to another one. But actually, Dr. Dahl. And then I just called their office today because they have another neurologist there now and see if he saw MSA patients. And he said no. But I told him he does Botox. And
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
it was $3,000 cheaper there.
Oh, you got to pay for Botox?
Botox is $8,000 a treatment.
But isn't it medically necessary, or are you getting this
Medicaid take care of it, but there's been times that I haven't had insurance that I've had to pay.
Oh, I got you. $8,000 for a shot.
Yeah.
Make you look like Hillary Clinton, what she's saying.
Like 14 injections total.
I got you. Oh, that sounds painful.
In your
I'll
head?
take those over to stem cell shots any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really painful.
Well, the extraction was hell on earth, as we'll say.
And I will update you that on my superfluid catheter. It's going well now. I had my first change out at home and it
Well,
went.
good. Well, good, because your first one, I remember you told me they messed it up, right? And the second one, they messed it up. And the last one you went to, last I heard, they kind of messed it up. You were bleeding. And now you're saying they finally got it done right at home?
Yeah, well, the last one I had done in radiology, it went really well, so they released me to home health to do it, and they did it last month finally, and she did so good. I didn't even feel anything.
Home health, you mean the
My nurse, just a nurse.
I don't want to mislabel somebody.
But yeah, I didn't feel anything, and I always hurt when they did it before. So, oh, let me tell you this. I found out that this one that I have is silicone and no more bleeding around the site. No, it's just so I can't feel
You mean the needle inserted a silicone?
No, the tube.
Oh, it goes in. I'm still.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she decided, since it's not latex or silicone, that's probably just easier on the body.
Softer, yeah, for sure.
So if you ever have to go to a superfluid catheter, check out silicone.
Sooner than later. Sooner than later.
Yeah,
We'll put it that way. Good. Because I know that was a big point of distress for you having to go through we'll just say the knuckleheads that trained professionals to put that thing in, and they seemed to the first couple of times really screwed that up a few times. So
the
yeah.
first one is in my book, actually. It's Dr. Dami Wong.
Are you plugging your book?
Huh?
Are you plugging your book in our podcast?
Why
And are you talking about Dr. Dahl? Unbelievable.
not? No, not at all. My urologist.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. We can't talk about Dahl. He's an angel. Absolutely.
But no, really, they almost killed me.
It's amazing how, even a phlebotomist for drawing blood, that's all you do is blood. But I had a lady stick me eight times. I said, honey, I said, I'll give you one more. Like
Oh
I'm
my gosh.
turning black in my arm. Like the whole thing's turning black. I'm like, I'm getting tired. Like, you want to switch arms? Like try this one over here for a second.
And you're
Yeah.
trying to do this?
Yeah, just one thing, right? Blood. That's it.
I call them vampires.
But if you ever get to see that cool it's not infrared, I don't think. It's a live shoot. It's like a when you're looking for set the timing on your engine of a car. It's a little gun they have, and it shoots out these lights that go through your body, and it's like literally put your arm against the wall and shoot the light, and you can see the veins straight, only the veins through your entire
Oh
arm.
yeah, it's pretty cool.
That thing is awesome. So sooner or later, we need to go to one of those. But
Well, David, tell us what's going on with you.
oh, anything and everything. Well, since we started the podcast, I've got a few more confirmed diagnoses of the MSA. I got into a clinical trial of the AAV2 GNF, and I got out of a clinical trial because
And that was the
apparently,
one with the brain surgery that we had Gary tell
yeah, Gary
on.
Trauman. Yeah, it's the same one that you were trying to get to. You went to in Detroit.
You know what, David? I told you from the beginning. Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, you jinxed me, Daisy. Gonna blame you for that one. It's all
I
your
was
fault.
looking out for you, bro.
You never know. Of course, I don't believe in superstition and meant to be is meant to be, so to say. For me, it is what it is. But You know, I believe they would have my best interest in heart. You know, if they said it was going to hurt me more than it would help me, then
Oh yeah.
yeah, I want to thank them for that. In advance,
absolutely.
Right? I'm not trying to like curse the Detroit, you know, medical facility, but I do thank them for at least thinking of somebody before they put them under the knife, for sure. You know,
and some good came out of it when you got all that testing done.
Yeah, free testing. I still got a bill of $12,000 on the my chart. But
wow.
Yeah, actually that PET scan was like $14,000. That's crazy. Yeah. Their scans, they did another, which makes me feel, I hate to not get into clinical trial, but you know, you go to these neurologists and say, hey, when should we redo these tests? Call it neuropsychology, call it MRI or DAT scans or whatever, PET scans. And you're like, oh, every 6 months or every year. You know, it's such a long time to see how am I progressing. And the first time I had my DAT scan, October 2022, until a year later, almost exactly, with that testing. I mean, both my putamens weren't working. And now half of my call date, the second part of the MSA part, is now not working. So, yeah, I got some free testing to see. It's progressed, which is one of my last videos. I talked about the Putamen and call date a little more in detail on my YouTube channel. Plug mine, MSA Strong. Anyone wants to listen to it, I mention Daisy all the time. I mention my family and friends. I don't really talk crap about Daisy on it, but, you know, sometimes I'm like holding my hand up in the air. But it's yeah, I got some good testing out of
it. Your hand, your fist. That was a fist.
My fist. I've got a boxer. So yeah, you know, it's got knocked out of that one, and I've sent some more applications in for some other clinicals. In October, that was right after I actually got the stem cells in August. So
almost 6 months.
Yeah, five months, and I think I'm seeing improvement. When my wife just came back from Kohl's. Now, not everything, right? It's not a miracle drug, per se. But man, I feel much better. We just walked through Kohl's to return some stuff. I could always return Amazon stuff at Kohl's. And man, I can, middle of my legs, my knees and stuff, I can move. They feel, my kneecaps feel normal.
Really?
My knees, my upper, all the area around the knees feels absolutely normal. I still have issues with the stepping, like who too far left and falling and tripping. Man, do I feel like I want to go conquer the world. And of course, I go out and just shovel a little bit of snow and move some trash cans around. And it sets me back a little bit, you know. I'm shaking like Michael J. Fox and stuff, really. And, you know, it's a boxer's name, Muhammad Ali. But
yeah,
I do feel better. It's been about a week now, so I'm still looking forward to, it takes up to 6 months for stem cells to fully kick in. The ones I got, the pluripotent ones, to mature. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, hopefully they are.
Yeah, I hope that's working for you.
At least staving it off, give me a little time, you know, that's really what it's for.
Absolutely, slow it down a little bit.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, since we started podcast, I've got, within 2 days of January 10th and 12th, I think, during 12th and 14th, maybe, I got approved 100% disabled to the government on Medicare. Social Security, I should say. And finally, how many months after I stopped working in September did my disability finally come through at the same time, too? It's like, wow, this, you know, speckled me was
that's crazy.
Funny. Yeah.
So you're gonna get Medicare already?
Yeah, that's already. Yeah. So Medicare, Social Security. So Medicare. So I'm getting Social Security at the age of 44. Already differently disabled, fully. Medicare is, they normally don't get that until they say 2 years after your.
Yeah, that was right. True.
But Daisy, here you go. Right, I read the fine print. But if you are in need of one of three things, transplant, dialysis, or have diseases similar to or including ALS,
what?
You get those almost immediately. So I'm still waiting for my paperwork to come in from just Social Security saying if I got it or not. If not, I'm going to petition them based on MSA and ALS are very, very, you know, yeah, they're different diseases, but I mean, they're very similar and they kill you and autonomic and things like that. So, you know, that's my next step is I'm waiting for that paperwork to come in the next few days. See where that goes.
Wow, I was so. And why didn't the people that took my advocates that took my case over, why didn't they know that?
I have no clue. We're talking about the government here. Let's be honest. We're talking about the government.
Yeah.
I'm approved. Huh? I'll need to suck up to you now. But yeah, it's amazing. I'm telling you, like I call and it's funny because I called January 10th and said, "Hey, I made a typo on my application. I fixed it. I came down in person. Is there anything else I need?" And she's like, "Oh no, you're good." The same day as approved.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder if they wait to see who annoys them before they approve you.
They're like, okay, let's approve him. I'm tired of his questions.
He calls me one more time, right? Yeah. Look, so
I don't understand. My brother-in-law has had open heart surgery. He's been unable to work for like 3 years. He filed disability, and he still has not been approved.
Have they rejected him, or just not been approved yet?
First time he was rejected.
They my daughter's boyfriend has a heart problem, and he's had two transplants already. And he's young; he's in college, but you know, he's not disabled. I mean, I'm going to say some controversial on this podcast. We're going to lose half the viewership really quickly. Okay.
Everyone has controversy.
Everyone.
At some point.
I understand the government saying we just can't hand these things out. And I'm going to go based on the things that you and I was talking about, you and me, you and I, nobody else.
Yeah.
Things that we've seen posted, and I had MSA, I don't have MSA, I was joking about it, I was lying.
Oh my gosh, I was so mad at that. You know,
what do you call the people that...
Sarcastic liars?
Well, what's the people that think they have everything, you know? Oh, another...
Hypochondriacs.
Yeah, sorry, I said the other ones. Real one. Well, my wife was talking about that a second ago. You know, the
liars, what I was thinking too.
You know, there's so many people that are mislabeled, misdiagnosed as well. You know,
true.
I'm going to say another word, but fibromyalgia really doesn't help. So you're never going to hear me saying I got fibromyalgia. It could be a thing, but when you go to the government, they have limited resources and they're like, you know, everybody has everything.
Yeah.
I say it, therefore I'm disabled. You know, it's one of those things where I get it, where the government has to be very selective. And I think I was just fortunate to have a very compassionate doctor. And because I told him, he's like, "Can you get up on the stool to the medical bed, whatever?" I said, "Absolutely." I said, "But you're gonna catch my ass when I come down." I said, "I can't get down by myself." And literally, I came down. I couldn't move my legs. I tremored like I was falling. I said, "Look at me in the eyes." We were hugging. I said, "You better catch me. I am falling." And he did. He bear hugged me. So I think that was the last straw for him, where he's like, he actually saw it. Because why would a 44-year-old
or 43-year-old bear hug him?
Yeah, well, why does he want to be disabled for?
Right.
So it sucks that I think there's some politics, and by politics I mean they have to have something where like us, right? We're never going to get better. So if they see MSA, we're more likely to kill ourselves falling than we are to get the die of disease like Parkinson's. Most people don't die of Parkinson's, the issues from Parkinson's. They die from slip, trips, and falls and some breathing disorders from Parkinson's, not because of the disease properly itself. So,
unless they have Lewy body dementia with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, dementia, Parkinson's with dementia. Yeah, and dementia with Lewy bodies is that. But, you know, they got to keep people working too. And I agree because. You know, when I was hurt before and stuff, I broke my back. I don't know. I'm disabled. No, I don't have to fix my back. I'm going to get back at it. So, yes, it's not all black and white, girl. I
want to ask you something.
Uh-oh. My favorite color is blue.
Can you roll over still?
Oh, that's hard. Rolling over is easier than sitting up from laying down. Yeah. Answer to that is yes, but it takes several attempts to get a run at it, if you know what I mean.
You
Yeah.
know, when it first started for me, the only way I could roll over was kind of sit up and pull myself over.
Yeah, so I still got my upper body strength, which is great. I still got my core strength. Shaky, not stable, gonna fall and hurt myself. Yeah, but I still got my core strength. So I'll get up on my, like I'm laying on my back, I'll get up on my
Elbows,
elbows as much as possible, and then
and then you start
I'll
shaking in your elbows.
oh yeah, no doubt. But then I'll start to pivot, I'll start to roll as much as like my so my legs won't come over. So my upper torso, my chest will start to roll over first. Yeah, I'll try to get the momentum to get my legs up. Yeah, so I can't sit up by myself anymore. I mean, I can't like sit up from
Lying
the
down.
supine where position is. Yeah, no, that's incredibly hard. Absolutely.
Well, I remember when I first started noticing that, I'd like get on my elbows, and then I would be like shaking the whole bed. My husband, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So I normally go land a bed, I lay on my back first. And then I transition to a side sleeper. I do side slash belly sleeper at the same. It's weird, but when I'm laying like on my left hand side towards my wife, and then I'll go because when I roll over, my right foot, right leg will be in the front of my left at that point because I rolled over. So I'll try to move my left leg forward,
The edge of the
right,
bed a lot.
and my leg will be. You will see the tremoring. You will feel like I'm spasming, seizuring. My wife's like,
Earthquake!
are you okay? I'm like, I'm trying to move my left foot forward. It's not working.
It's like I see it coming
Yeah,
in my head. What
and
is happening?
sometimes it does not get there. Yeah, the tremoring is so
Oh,
strong.
it's awful when you want to roll
Yeah,
over, isn't it?
just trying to move when you're laying down. Yeah, it definitely is for sure.
It is awful. I can remember it. I mean, you quit. I'm hearing that from my husband. Yeah, why are you doing that? I'm like, I'm not trying to. I'm not doing it on purpose.
It's not
Trust
moving.
me.
Yeah,
I
well,
had to get one of those rails and throw it under the mattress and use that for a while.
that's smart. Yeah, I'm at the part now where it's incredibly hard to. I love baths more than showers. I grew up on baths. I love baths. I don't care what people say. I love
Hard to get
baths.
in and out, though, isn't it?
At the jacuzzi downstairs, I don't really use too much, but yeah, now is the point where. Man, my hands and legs and everything hurts so bad. Thank God for pain medicine, but even pain medicine, they still hurt so bad.
Yes.
I like to blame it on the atrophy of the muscles in the hands right now, but just to hold on to things is really hard. Like, so I got to get these handles in my showers and baths because pushing up now, I push up and I roll like rolling out of bed. I'll push up to get my center mass out of the tub, and I roll out of the tub to my left. So, yeah, pretty soon I'm gonna have to just keep taking showers. But to
Yeah.
me, I think showers are more dangerous than baths. But that's just my own opinion.
Well, with the you can get the suction cup.
I can't. I don't trust. We got towel on ours shower, and towel can come off if the grouting is not done right or just gets weak.
Right.
So I got to get them bolted in. So. Thankfully, my mother's husband, Harry, shout out to Harry Sutcliffe. We're going to plug him H&S Contracting in Jackson, Ohio, which I think now is Wilson, Ohio, but whatever. He is a one-stop shop pony for everything. He comes in and when I started getting MSA, I couldn't realize my fence had broken or my gate to get the cars in and out. And I couldn't dig to get a 4x4 into the ground, and I didn't realize at the time it was MSA, right? I mean, this guy fixes anything and everything. What a smart guy! So yeah, he's gonna come in and he's gonna upkit the properly so that they get into the studs. So my type of weight, I'm 6 foot tall, so I probably carry more, probably 25% more weight than you
Well,
or
those
my
suction
wife.
cup handrails, they really are sturdier and stronger than you think. I worked in property
Well,
management before.
I'm not
Yeah.
worried about them being sturdy. I'm worried about them, the pressure, especially for me, of breaking off the towel. As a, not the handles breaking, not the suction cup, not that. I'm worried about the towel, the shower coming off with it. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but You'll be surprised. They're not. I've seen like 6 foot men use them when I worked at property management. And put them in for our winter Texans, as we called them. And they never had any problem. But you gotta just kind of like you gotta test it first. You know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Like, you pull it too.
Yeah. But no, before I got in the bath, I would always test them.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Yeah, I might get some smaller ones, but yeah, we're gonna probably have to get rid of the towel and just make it a whole one piece, you know.
We had the
Shower.
whole bathtub taken out and got a walk-in shower put in there.
Must be nice. I don't want to walk. I want a bathtub. I know they have the ones that close too with bathtubs, but I want a
Yes.
traditional bathtub with a shower. I want to sit there and I want to sit there and watch my blood pressure skyrocket. When it's not supposed to, it's supposed to go down when you get hot. But
Yeah.
no, nobody, everybody thinks your blood pressure goes up in showers, right? No, it goes down. You feel better when you take a shower. You feel better when you take a bath because your blood pressure goes down. But mine shoots up 50, 60 points. Oh, I
You
can't
sound like
stand it.
me.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But no, I had the full grab bars, you know, from
Yeah.
each
You got the whole
side of
shower
it.
replaced?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think our next step is going to
The state paid for it, thank goodness.
be. Must be nice. Yeah, I have to talk to my people. I've talked to your people. That's what else here? I think what else? You have cool things going on?
No, just new doctors.
Yeah, me too. Oh, not me too. Yeah, my Mayo Clinic, I'm done with. My IU Health, I'm still seeing her. My mo original movement disorder, movement specialist, neurologist. I go back to see my this neurologist, my normal one, in a couple weeks. But so far,
Oh,
winter has not kicked my butt.
probably don't want to talk about this because we're going to talk about it on our next show, but aquatic therapy, I can walk into the water treadmill for like 10 minutes now.
When I knew you, it was like originally like what, 7 minutes or less?
It was like two.
Oh, yeah, I remember you said one time, like, wow, it's just 7 minutes. I'm like, wow, that's great. Like, I have no clue. Like, yeah,
You're like,
I don't know. The
I guess
question is,
it's good.
does the catheter make you float when you're in the pool?
Well, here's the thing. You know, it gets capped off, so I feel free. You know, I have no tube anymore.
Oh,
In
they
the
take the whole thing
pool.
off. Okay. You have
I've
the tube in you, but nothing outside of you.
right.
Gotcha.
It's still attached, but it's like rolled up, put in a waterproof bandage, you know, so I can get it. It doesn't get wet, my sight doesn't get wet, and I'm free. I feel free. I have nothing tying me down except for some weights on my ankles, you know. But
Oh, yeah. Drown you, yeah.
I know this sounds like so mini, but I have used to have to walk with a noodle in the pool. But now I can walk with no, I don't have to have a needle. I can walk with the ankle weights I feel like figured out. And I can step up and step down on the end of the treadmill and do that like really fast, really fast. And I tell everybody else that I feel so free not having, I wish I could be normal. It's like a normal freedom, you know?
Yeah, like being in a spacewalk, be all strapped down and all the stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
Oh,
it.
like I told you. You and MSA, we can still make progress.
We may not.
I won't say the second part now. We can still get better and do better,
But we
but
won't when I get better.
yeah, in the end, it's got us. But yes, yeah, that's good.
Like we have the peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys, good job. Well, we have the from Mount Everest to Mariana Trench,
Ain't
the
that the truth? But I spend more
Orca
time in
Mouth.
the trenches than anywhere. I'm down here with the sewer rats.
You got to though, because I mean that stuff will make you feel better too. It improves mental health as well. I mean, 10 minutes versus 7 and 2 and 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really awesome. Well, next week we're gonna have Ryan. He's gonna be on Ryan Schaefer. How to think of it? We're gonna have my physical therapist on. Talk with him a little bit about physical therapy and Parkinsonism.
Good. I have some very pointed questions because I had bad experiences with my physical therapist. So I'm going to vent with him. I'm going to blame him for everything. I'm kidding.
Hi now. I love Brian. I've been seeing him for 2.5 years.
Well,
That's a
making
long time to
progress.
be with a physical therapist.
Who says a man can't make a woman better? I think I'm decided, Mike.
We started on land. I didn't start in the water.
Okay, well,
It was very difficult and very hard, so we've made a lot of progress.
Daisy, astronauts started on land too, and they went to space. So
Where is
actually, they went to land,
that,
they went to land, then water, and then space. So come on, Daisy, right?
right? Who is the squirrel this time?
The squirrel? Yes, no, no clue.
David, you're like, squirrel?
Oh, I mentioned I have ADHD and bipolarism, so
That's why there's those squirrels running around.
you put those together and get these little cool facts out of nowhere. Like, oh yeah, let's talk about
That's
that.
why we have a really interesting podcast because we both have ADHD.
Yeah.
We're both kind of like squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Best thing ever with MSA. It makes the tremors worse, but the Adderall anyway. The Adderall makes the tremors worse, but it gives me a lot of energy throughout the day. Because right now I'm what 7 o'clock at night and I'm
Buzzing
wired. I'm
around.
still wired. Yeah, I'm still wired. Like, wee, squirrel.
Hey, do you want to tell them that what we got coming up? Our listeners?
We're allowed to tell people? I have no idea what you're talking about, but are we allowed to? Whatever you're about to say.
We're gonna try a live show.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. We're gonna do what they do on the Breakfast Club, where you see on like TikToks, where people ask us questions that we can't answer. We take a shot. Yeah, we're gonna take shots live on the YouTube podcast. Absolutely.
David, you're so crazy.
Hey, liquor helps. It calms the tremors. Okay, I'm not an advocate for drinking and driving. I'm just saying liquor calms things down.
Speaking of liquor, dude, I probably got some THC gummies.
You got some, or finally got some?
I got some.
How'd they work?
Really good.
By the way, the Daisy and David podcast does not endorse the use of any THC products or liquor. Thank you.
Yeah,
Just put that
they
out there.
said it in there.
Yeah, I told you before. Like they got you got to talk to somebody that knows what they're doing. Because I take some here and there, and some of them will make you high as a kite. Like I'm not trying to get the high part. I'd rather have a cup of scotch or bourbon. And some of them do like at next to nothing. So yeah.
Well, this one, I'm not gonna lie, it did, but just for a few minutes, but at least it relieved the pain.
You weren't
It
like
did do
outside
that.
dancing, running up and down the streets.
No, I wish. Oh my gosh, I wish.
Like the movie Old School, you know, going streaking into quads. We're streaking into quads.
I didn't try to get up and walk on my own either.
You take enough THC, you might. You'd be like Jesus level there for a second, okay? I'm just letting you know. Got a little Lazarus. I mean, I'm telling you, Daisy.
Oh, did we tell? I don't know what I told about the dream I had. I got up and ran.
You alluded to it before, but yeah, was it recent?
No, it was before, and Dr. Dahl was saying that I did it because of adrenaline, and that's why in his interview I said, I told you we needed to make pills. That would be the cure. Could you imagine though if we had pills of adrenaline?
Got shots. I know they got shots, though. They start like people that go into defib or like heart attack,
Yes,
they shoot them with
I
adrenaline to the
feel
heart.
safer.
Yep.
But yes. And
No.
so if they gave us MSA patients little pills of adrenaline, we would have to swap. We could walk.
We have autonomic failure. We get no adrenaline, Daisy. None. None. The only adrenaline you get is caffeine from your tea and coffee. Yes, that's it.
How do you
I mean, my adrenaline is my Adderall. So trust me, I don't know if I could ever survive without Adderall.
Honestly, I've never tried it.
It's great.
I
It's
bet
awesome.
it looks like
Oh, I have the extended release, the kind that you can't readily abuse.
Oh,
Straight
yeah.
Adderall, you can abuse it, you can snort it, you can have kids
Yes.
and teenagers. But the XR one lasts all day. It is a blessing on earth.
So you really can't feel it. It's like gradual.
Yeah, oh no, yeah, I filled a puppy within 30 minutes. It's not what you're thinking, though. It's not like a THC gummy. But I feel it because after 30 minutes of taking it, I'm like, squirrel. I'm like, what can I go do? Like, you know, I go wash some dishes. I go fix the dishwasher if the kid's destroyed. I'll do this. And yeah, it's, you know, it mentally before you know it physically. Huh. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, apparently I'm, I told you before, my, I guess the new thing for me is talking and screaming in the morning time now. That's not my sleep, but like at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, my wife goes to work, comes back at like 8 o'clock, 8:30. And she comes home and she sees me like talking and screaming, trying to punch people in my sleep at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So, I did that before.
You talk about running in your dreams. Like that's my new thing is going crazy in the morning.
Yes, I did the same thing.
It said RBD. It's REM behavior disorder. Yeah.
I had recorded some of those. I will have to look at.
Yeah.
They're really crazy. Like, oh, my husband videoed me. Like, I look like I'm having a seizure. My eyes were rolling back in my head. And I'm like, ugh.
Like The Exorcist is what you're saying, right, Daisy?
Yes. Like it looks like I'm possessed. I'm serious.
Poor husband. I feel sorry for him. Run!
Sad thing about this, I did it in the hospital, so it was the nurses were out there. Why is she making that noise? And he's videoing it. And I'm like, looking like it's just like you said, The Exorcist.
Oh, if it's noises, it might be the Strider.
Well, that too, yeah. I have that.
Yeah, that's one thing that's almost exclusive to MSA. So they say if you got Strider, then God bless you, MSA. There's too many doctors that said that.
I know, that's the scary part.
I think, was it Monday or Tuesday? I talked to my wife the next day. I said, all right, we're laying down in bed. I said, did I try to shove your face into the ground? She says, yeah, you did. I remember the tail end of something. I reached over. She was sleeping facing the other way. I grabbed her back of her skull. I was trying to shove it into the bed. Like, I to kill somebody by suffocating him, I guess?
Yeah.
I'm like, but as soon as I felt my hands rub against the hair and the scalp, that friction, sandpaper type, opened her eyes, I was like, that's kind of weird. I just right back to sleep. But the next morning, I was like, did I touch the back of your head? I said, yeah, he tried to kill me. So,
I've been punched at all.
Oh, no. No, that's horrible.
Yeah, I woke up fighting some girl, punched a wall. My husband's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I woke up, the farthest I've got to moving was I got up and somehow ended up on the other side of the bed in the hands and knees position. Like I was barking like a dog. I was doing something. Or I was like, are you okay? I don't know how I got here, but I'm okay.
You know how they say that people have the RVD before years.
Okay, yeah.
Well, there was this one time, it was like probably 2015 when I was dreaming about work, of course, and my bed was like in the middle of my room, and my husband heard me talking. He thought I was talking on the phone to somebody at work. He thought, oh, it's okay. And then he went over there and I was talking in my sleep and sitting on the floor like saying, put it over here or something like that.
We're going to talk about you, Daisy.
So yes, I can remember doing this like years before. Years and years.
It does. They say 10, 15, 20 years. Now, talking in your sleep isn't... Now, I know you said that you had more than that, though, but talking in your sleep is a lot of these things, like by the way, ADHD, bipolarism, talking in your sleep, is a deficiency of dopamine in the brain.
There you go.
Not that you have a condition of, like MSA or Parkinson's, where you can't produce dopamine, but at that moment, there's a lack of dopamine being produced, so... Yeah, it's funny that RBD is always a predecessor to Parkinson's or MSA.
Crazy.
Yep.
This has been kind of a neat episode.
Absolutely. A lot of joking, a lot of truth, and we didn't cry this episode, right? Right, Daisy?
No tissues? It was raw.
Unedited, quote-unquote, raw, R-A-W. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to do this. We're going to do this when we don't have guests. We're going to pick a topic and talk about it. Today was kind of just updating you on how we've been doing since we started the podcast.
Yeah, because we have a lot of things going on too, besides talking to people. I mean, Daisy is still involved. A lot of people are involved. A lot of things that we do. So, you know, it's we always talk about other people, right? We don't really talk about ourselves too much.
Right.
We talk about Me Too and during the podcast and videos, but I mean, how often do we actually sit down and only talk about ourselves?
So we'll give you ourselves every now and then.
Oh, not in the Exorcist type of way, Daisy. Definitely not.
No, not that way.
We'll be
updated on how our progress goes.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
David, you have a good night. And all our listeners, thank you for listening to MSA Crusaders.
You did. Thank you.
Bye-bye.